Hey, happy Sunday. Welcome to Vikings Game Plan from the TCO Performance Studios. I'm Paul Allen with Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the third game of the regular season. And when many think of the Bucs, they think of quarterback Jameis Winston. What do you think of Jameis Winston?
Well, I think he's doing a very good job. He's an excellent pocket passer. He scrambles and finds guys. He's a very tough competitor. We'll have our work cut out for us.
Now for the New Orleans Saints, they had Michael Thomas. Then we go to Pittsburgh with Antonio Brown. Here it is, Mike Evans. I mean, the hits just keep coming, right?
They have both Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. Yeah. They're both excellent receivers. Evans is a big play guy, strong, physical. He's great size, and Jackson's got great speed down the field.
Another good player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plays defense is, as Mike would say, three technique, Gerald McCoy. What makes him so dominant?
Gerald McCoy is strong. He's got a great first step quickness. Really, he's the kind of three technique you're looking for. He's got size, physicality, excellent pass rusher. Plays the run, gets up the field. We'll have to contain him.
For you guys, Eric Kendricks, he's led the Vikings in tackles two consecutive years. What kind of a start is he off to?
I think he's had a good start. You know, he's done a nice job in coverage. He's done a nice job in running. You know, the thing about Eric is he's always going to play real hard. He's going to find the football, and then he's going to go make tackles.
What kind of game did Anthony Barr have against the Steelers?
I thought he played well.
You need to reach the keys, make plays when they come your way. Let's ball, have fun, man. LB's on three. 1, 2, 3.
LB!
We all got a little bit tired there. Not saying he did, but defensively we got a little bit tired there at the end of the second half. But Anthony made some good plays. He was physical, got on the running back a couple times, so and had some good pressures as well.
When you have a late change at quarterback the way you did into that Steelers game, how does that impact Dalvin Cook?
Well, it doesn't change the running game much, but it does change some of the things that you do in the passing game. But Dalvin continues to play great. He's doing some really good things, running the football. You know, the guy's got unbelievable feet, great acceleration and quickness.
Had a nice 25-yard run in that Steelers game, courtesy of Medtronic Film. Let's take a look.
And now on first down, it's Cook. That's Lonegan inside the 10 to the end zone. He dives. He's in. Touchdown, Dalvin Cook.
Okay, this is the second drive of the third quarter. You know, they've been running this cover two blitz off the backside with the safety in the corner, the safety in the linebacker, and bringing the end up the field. And you see the end really going with a long scoop. We did a nice job of getting him turned out. I thought Kyle and Adam Thielen did a nice job of getting back here. The defensive end, the corner's trying to blitz up inside, and we end up doing a nice job of zone blocking these two. We get the front side slanting to the other side, and Shazier is working, trying to get to the other side. So the three guys inside did a nice job of working this, and then we cut it off good on the backside, and then he goes. And then this is the part, you know, these feet and hips that he has to accelerate through is really nice.
There are those feet, right?
Yeah, he's got great feet and great acceleration. And here's the other thing I like about this kid. When he gets down and he's going down the sideline and somebody's got the angle, he's not going to run out of bounds. He's going to try and cut it back and try to get in the end zone and score, which it looks like on tape here he did.
Roethlisberger in trouble. Down he goes.
Just the athletic spin move, gets inside. Two men can't get him down.
Everson Griffin has three sacks through two games. Let's take a look at Everson on this play.
Everson has done a nice job of setting him up all day. You know, he's getting ready to get chipped, and the tackle oversets a little bit. And Everson's got an excellent spin move. He worked back off of that. Anthony Barr's got the back man-to-man here. We're working off a zone on the front side of the coverage, but we get a full slide the other way, and so Linville works back against the guard, and then he just reads off of Everson, and they both end up getting to the quarterback.
So when you're going against big offensive linemen like Alejandro Villanueva, their left tackle, spin moves and speed probably help combat that, right?
Athleticism. We're trying to rush huge guys with athleticism. Make them move their feet, get them working one way, and then try and come back the other way. You see how he tried to punch. Everson does a nice job with his left hand. And the most important thing on this spin move is when he comes in there like this and his right hand hits him in the bottom of the back, yeah, so that he can't retrace to get back up the field. And then you see Linville reads the protection, full slide the other way, works back up on the guard, and then comes back around. So, you know, he has a chance to get to it as well.